This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So a guy tweets to me a graphic of Warren and Dolezal. And the graphic read, so an Indian and an African walk into a bar. Nah, it was two white women. two leftist white women. And so, which is funny. It's very funny. So I tweeted back, at Hillary Clinton, and then it reads, an Indian, an African, and a dude walk into a bar. Nah, it's just three white leftist women. And it got a huge response on Twitter. And, you know, of course, very clever. I forgive myself a hand. But what got me was that how people got it. The idea that you can be a fake Indian, you can be a fake black woman, you can be a fake dude. And so then I decided to have a little bit more fun. So I retweeted it, adding Bruce Jenner, you know, an India, you know, an Indian, a white, an Indian, an African, and a woman, you know, and Bruce Jenner walk into a bar, and I go, nah, it was just three white women. I got to take leftists out because Caitlyn is not a Democrat, supposedly. But anyway, it got a bigger response. And what this is what I love about Twitter. It's so instant. It's practically like doing stand up. And if you've ever followed me on Twitter, which I'm at Kevin Jackson TBS, you'll be thrilled to death because I really enjoy going after leftists. I don't have many on my site, but I'll go after them. And you know who I'm really targeting right now? I'm targeting the rhinos. These are the people that want you to believe that they are conservatives as they fight tooth and nail against Donald Trump over nonsense. Oh, he's not presidential enough. Look at what he's doing on Twitter. They're saying the same things about Donald Trump today that they did prior to the election, post-election, etc. He just doesn't do this. He doesn't strike me as being this or that. Oh, I so wish we had class in the White House. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Class in the White House versus a guy who is performing at phenomenal. I mean, honest to goodness, if I believed it, I would tell you. If I had any research to tell you differently, I tell you, Donald Trump has undoubtedly had the best first year as a president of probably any president in modern history. And I'm not going to tell you I'm a historian. Check with Newt Gingrich. But I will tell you from a personal perspective, if you are against this guy, you got to be out of your mind. This is rock star status. We'll talk about the stock market here in a bit. How many records can you set in a year? I mean, if you want to compare year one of Donald Trump to year one of Barack Obama, you are insane. And even when you look at progress over the next 8 years, it's going to be mind-blowing what a person who understands politics can do. And let me tell you why this is all happening, people. Because there are many people afraid. Kevin, can it last? Oh, my gosh, what? You know, let me tell you what. The amount of waste in government, the amount of fraud, graft, theft that happens in this government every single day is enough to run entire nations. I'm not exaggerating that. That's why you're seeing such success. You're watching Trump literally dismantle government into pieces. Now, what I don't like is I don't like the budget. It's too big. $4 trillion. My only hope is that he grows it to shrink it because the left is going to, they'll take advantage of this. But let me tell you, by exposing the amount of waste and fraud, if he does this correctly, he'll be able to shrink his budget, cut it in half, get it down to $2 trillion, still have the productivity coming into the nation that we expect, and you're going to watch one of the most prosperous periods in our lives. And it's only because you're watching somebody that's saying, I've got my eye on every nickel and every dime. And we're going to talk about the CFPB and how I talked about this, I don't know, it's probably been a couple years ago on the show. where I said Barack Obama uses your tax dollars to prop him up, to effectively create fake news, to finance their campaigns. He has used this government in ways that are going to blow your mind. You're going to be mad about it. So we have that. But what the theme of the show is going to be today, and by the way, for the you newbies, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. And we will take some people who called in and talk about what they wanted to discuss during the broadcast today. But the theme is going to be identity theft. Identity theft. And that's why I started out with the joke of the graphic of Elizabeth Warren and Rachel Dolezal. See, the left like to steal identity. This is the world we live in. We live in a world where people are little more than identity thieves. In fact, I'll go a step further. The left are so bad, they don't want their own identities, so they fabricate them. I've talked to you guys about this. I will talk about this until the day I die. And it's a thing that I would tell you from my first book, what I learned about myself, what I've told my kids. Be who you are. Know who you are and be who you are. That's the only thing that will save you in the future. I'm talking about now and in the future. But in this day and age where people can Photoshop you, they can digitally record you and move things around, they can make you look like whatever they want you to, the only survival mechanism you have is you better know who you are, you better be who you are, and surround yourself with people who are willing to say, that's not who he is, I know him 100% or 99.99%. I've talked about it from a psychological perspective. Death, there's a saying, when a person dies, a library burns. And it's true. We all have this knowledge base that we've accumulated over the years, and it's sad when that library burns. But the thing that makes us really take death badly, like your mother dies, your father dies, that's the person who knows you the best. And admittedly, you know, I get teary at anybody's funeral, but I don't feel sad. You know what? My sadness is that the people around them have lost somebody who really knows them. That's my feeling. And my tears and my sadness comes from a kid who lost his mom early in life. The person who theoretically knew me the best at that point, but didn't get to know me. When my grandmother died, I was super sad because she's the person that knew me the best. She knew my true identity. That's who you gravitate to. So I want to talk about that. Why do we steal? Why do the left? Why do they steal identities? And you'll understand why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got something to tell you about foreign policy that's being impacted by your president, Donald Trump. It's being impacted big time. It's not being talked about. Yeah, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com if you want to call the show. 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what's happening. People are watching the United States get its act together. They're watching a man who is fearless. He does not care what you think. It's not that he's disregarding you. He's charted his course. See, that's the thing about fears. You got to know that you're ready for battle. And you have to accept that you don't always win. If you think that, then, you know, you're already losing the battle. You have to, I want to make sure I balance this, because there are times you know you're going to win. Because you studied the enemy. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Well, Sun Tzu said this. He says, if you know the enemy, and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. And it's profound because what he's saying is, you can know yourself and not know your enemy, and you don't know the outcome. You can know the enemy and be lying to yourself and not know the outcome. But if you know yourself, and if you know the enemy, you can run that scenario as many times as you want. The outcome will be the same. And that's a good thing. That's what we've done. See, we know ourselves. We are amazingly righteous. We're not looking for, like I tell leftists all the time, I go, look, you can call me a conservative. Okay, you can say whatever you want about me in that regard. I'll accept your title. That's a good title to me. But at its core, I'm righteous and I'm a pragmatist and I want what's right for everybody. And sometimes that can penalize me. I understand we have to pay taxes. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with how much some people think we have to pay. So, you know, going back to Song Soo and his comment on fear, which is essentially fear, he says, if you know the enemy and you know yourself, you know the results of 100 battles, I want you to understand that's how Donald Trump approaches all these things with the left. He's saying, look, I know what they're going to do. How many times have we said, how frustrated have you been over the, I don't know, whatever amount of time you've been paying attention to politics, 10 years, 20 years, how frustrated have you been by saying, holy cow, Republicans, you know what they're going to say. You know they're going to call you a racist. You know they're going to call you misogynist. You know they're going to call you homophobic. You know they're going to call you a xenophobe. You know this. You know they're going to ask for higher taxes. You know they're going to spend more money. You know they're going to lie to you when they tell you you're going to get your concession when they're getting theirs first. You know all this. And yet you go to battle. Well, I will still apply Song Soo's quote to you. If you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear 100 battles. The Republicans have never feared the battle because they've been battling against you. Make sense? Well, it should. Now, I want you to apply that to Donald Trump. He knows exactly what they're going to do. When they propose DACA, he says, okay, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to want to get me to give you that, and then you're going to promise to give me something down the road, which means I lose my negotiation points. So I'm not going to do it. I'm the one driving this thing. I know myself. I know what I want. I know what the American people want. You will not get something from me without me getting something from you. I will tell you, Alex, there's a guy named Alex Karras. He does these negotiation classes. If you're ever flying in an airplane, in the old days, you'd always have an Alex Karras seminar on how to negotiate. And I would always crack up at people that would do negotiation. I would say, well, look, give me an example of how you negotiate something. And they'd say, well, you know, look, if you'll do this, then I'll, and it happens in sales all the time. It's like a buyer will say, well, Kevin, can you get to, you know, $1.15 a part? And you're like at $1.23. And they go, look, you know, just get me to $1.15. And I'll watch rookie sales guys run back, and they fight for that price. And then they go back to the buyer, and they go, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, I got you that $1.15 or whatever it was the price I said. And the buyer goes, okay. And then the sales guy's like, well, you know, do I have an order? And the buyer goes, no, I just wanted to see how far you'd go. You just set the new price. You just set the new low. But see, what that person should have done, and I'm sure you're ahead of me, is said, so let me just get this right. If I get you $1.15, are you going to place an order for 500,000 pieces? Well, I'm not saying that. Then no, that's the price, $1.25 or whatever I said, right? Because anything other than that, I now know how much I can squeeze out of you every time I talk to you. You get nothing out of me until I get it. So my point is, Trump, that's a negotiation tactic, is to say, what are you willing to do? Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we'll fund the military. No, that's not even a negotiation. You're going to fund the military anyway. Well, if you'll give us DACA, then we will, and Trump's going, nope. Because he knows it stops at my desk. I asked the question, how far ahead do you think Donald Trump's been thinking? You think he's thinking one step ahead or three steps ahead or what? What do you think is going to happen on February the 8th when they have to come back and redo this again? Do you think the Democrats are going to shut the government down because McConnell did the up or down vote or whatever? Do you think? And by the way, do you also believe that McConnell is going to now try to hamstring President Trump with some sort of fake DACA deal? What's funny about all of this is how it all works out when you look at the timing of it. So if Donald Trump didn't have a booming economy, if he didn't have all the things we talked about, if he didn't have China committing to us on trade, and for the record, that's another one of those things that's going to come down the pipe that's going to roar in like a tornado. It's going to come in like a tsunami. Because trade, you know, when you start negotiating trade deals, you don't feel that in that existing quarter. Because manufacturing has to ramp up, deals have to be cut, salespeople have to get, you know, fill the pipeline. So I want you to think 6 months down the road, when manufacturing says, okay, we can now supply China some of these products, salespeople go over and say, hey, China, we have 183 new products we can sell you. Trade deficits have dropped, so profits are going to go up on the products that these people are selling. And the Chinese market, even if the Chinese only open up a small percentage of their market to us, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get, you might get a $100 billion trade differential. We might go from a $390 billion deficit to a $250 billion. That's $140 billion now circulating in the economy, year one. Okay? That's a pretty good shot in the arm. Then, what happens year two when the trade deficit drops by $100 billion, $150 billion more? You're starting to get the picture. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Oh, I needed that break. Boom. I'm just thinking about what we're going to talk about. And, you know, it's funny. Barack Obama, we will never forget this guy. How you think about him will change over time. For us, it isn't going to be a big swing because we already knew who he was. He was a worthless, you know, he's the most worthless president ever. The big swing is going to come on the left. The more they learn about Barack Obama, this year he will be exposed as a fraud. But soon he'll be exposed as an imbecile. I mean, to me, he already has. I think they know it. And in fact, I know many of them do. They don't want to admit it. But the fact is Barack Obama is a fraud. He's, you know, his policies didn't work. He didn't know how to implement them. He was a puppet in many cases, and it was evident. And I'm telling you, there are signs that you can see that Barack Obama isn't all that the left believe him to be. You just got to look for him. Now, keep in mind, a complicit media, the deep state continues to work on his behalf. A lot of people live on muscle memory of Barack Obama. There are some who remain enablers that will help him no matter what. And there are some who are just guilty. And they still continue to support him because they still want to believe that America's a racist country and he didn't get a fair shake for this or that. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think has been fought harder in the media and in government in his first year? Donald Trump or Barack Obama? Who took who did the media support more? Did they support Obama? Did they support Trump? You know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical question. Of course they supported Trump more. No, I'm kidding. They supported Barack Obama more. We know this. You look at Barack Obama's policies. If Donald Trump had the first year one that Barack Obama had, we would be yelling through the rafters. I know I would. Unemployment at 11%. Even if Donald Trump couldn't drop unemployment, if it only ticked up 1 point, I'd be mad. If Donald Trump couldn't get the stock market to grow, I'd be mad. If the jobs report was only at equilibrium, let's say he's only creating 100,000 jobs a month, I'd be mad. If he wasn't able to get China to do whatever, I'd be mad. I could go on. Barack Obama's unemployment was in the 8 or 9% range. I don't know. I've seen 11.2 after year one. He lost 5 million jobs. We were well on our way to losing our credit rating. I don't know how many trillion in debt we were, but we certainly had added at least a trillion, if not a trillion and a half of debt to the economy. And this after he got $787 billion from Bush. And I could go on. But the left didn't treat him. They treated him like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, he inherited a mess. You know, what are you going to say? Oh, oh, oh. And they leave him alone. If Donald Trump had the year Barack Obama had, we would all be calling for it. He couldn't get anything accomplished. We'd be calling for his head on a platter. All of us. But we knew it would work. We as conservatives go, he'll get it done. We know he will. The left go, no, he won't, and they fought him, and they continue to fight him tooth and nail. He's not even on his full year yet, and he's rock star status. 2 million jobs created, blah, blah. You know all the different things that are going on. Do I really need to go through them? So you have a tale of two different guys. One who hasn't complained, other than saying the media is, they're liars. He doesn't complain about the media in the sense that they're not letting me accomplish my agenda. He just says they're a bunch of liars, and they are. Unquestionably, they're a bunch of liars. So, again, I ask the question, who's getting treated with kid gloves? We already know. Yet, the delusion on the left is Barack Obama is competent. He was amazing. He showed well. Do you hear how he spoke? And on and on. The delusion he's a good president. And then the further delusion that Donald Trump, an accomplished billionaire who graduated from Wharton, he's scum. Why would we follow him? Why would we listen to him? And even in the face of proof, truth, what do they say? Same thing. He's unhinged, unfit. How so? These are delusions. And we let them get away with this. We let them get away with the delusion that Barack Obama is a solid guy. But let me tell you something. They know he's not. And this is what I want to focus on for just a second. They know he's a scam artist. The left's Kenyan native son is falling out of favor. I'm telling you he is. Why are you looking at me like that? I can say Kenyan. I'm black. By the way, I'm Nigerian. So don't mess with me. I'm 23% Nigerian. I'll get in your face, my friend. No, that sounded Middle Eastern. That's all right. I'll work on my Nigerian accent. I don't know which group I'm with, whether I'm Igbo or whatever. I'll find that out and I'll let you guys know. What, I can't mention ethnicity? I'm a black man on my own radio show. Don't tell me what to do. Not to mention, you don't tell me what to do anyway. Not only will the left not mention Barack Obama's ethnicity, soon they're not even going to want to mention him in any form. And the University of Chicago is a good example. That's what I want to talk about right now. More than 100 members of the University of Chicago faculty have asked the Obama Foundation to move the proposed library honoring the 44th president to a new location. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. Obama's going to build his library there. He's a favorite son. The University of Chicago, a place that he hails as his, you know, adopted home. And the faculty there, over 100 faculty members. Now, do you think they got 100 conservatives there? 100 faculty members are going, look, you need to move this. And here's the reason why. They say it's socially regressive. I'd love to give you a better reason, like, you know, it's taking up too much space, or, you know, Barack Obama's an idiot. And no, they say it's socially regressive. Now, I believe that's code. We'll get to that in a second. Here's what they went on to say, this article. The Obama Presidential Center will not provide the, quote, promised development or economic benefits to surrounding neighborhoods, the professors write, and could cost more than $100 million in state funds. If I had asked God to write that for me, no offense, God, but could he do it any better? This is exactly what Obama represents. He represents promised development and economic benefits that don't come to fruition. And oh, by the way, here's my $100 million price tag on top of it. The letter reads this. We are concerned that these are not the best ways to use public funds to invest in the future of Chicago. They don't see former President Barack Obama as an investment in the future of Chicago at the University of Chicago. Now, let me tell you, 9 years ago, they would have been trying to rename that chump University of Chicago Obama, if not calling it the University of Obama. That's how much they believed in this clown. I didn't look up any articles on it. I'm just telling you what my feelings are. And then they tell you why. Because he's socially regressive. That library is socially regressive. That's a nice way for the university to say, we've done all we're going to do for your legacy. Now the article continues. The library will take over large sections of two historic public parks, Jackson Park and Midway Plaisance, and force the closure of a major South Side thoroughfare, Cornell Avenue. The professors argue it's a, quote, traffic jam in the making. An Obama Foundation spokesperson said the library will bring hundreds of thousands of people to the South Side every year and will, quote, strengthen the economic climate in the region. That's how they sold it to them. While we don't expect everyone to agree with every element of the plan, we look forward to working with people across the community and the city to make the most of the opportunity to create a global destination that will showcase the South Side to the world. They put this thing where Leroy Brown used to get beat up. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. There's a library in downtown St. Louis. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful building outside, and you go inside, and it's even more beautiful. It's a, you know, that old school architecture, man, gorgeous. And you know what you do when you go there? You gotta fight through homeless to get into the building. I'm not exaggerating. And if it's cold, they wait by that door. The moment the library opens, they come in. And they've got, you know, places to lounge and sit and all that. They come in, they sit down, they stay there all day. It's a funk fest getting to your books. Now, most of them stay in that, in like in one area. I've been in there quite a few times, but it's in this one area. But woo, it can get rank in that room. Especially in the summer when it's really hot. It's ugly. So, Obama's received other slaps in the faces, though. Like when Hawaii wanted to rename one of their beaches. I think it was Sandy Beach. They wanted to call it Barack Obama Beach. And nobody was having anything of it. Chang had heard from a congressional staffer that Obama often spoke fondly of body surfing on that beach as a teen. When he read the interview in which the president described his ideal day as one spent at the Oahu Beach, he says it was almost a prose poem. And yet, Hawaii didn't want it, so it stayed the same.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about truisms. Race pimping. You want to get some truisms? Go to racepimping.com. Get my book. I'll break it down for you in a funny way. Talk to you about the idea of racism in America. Here's a truism for you. Black leftists in America are the most racist people on the planet, second only to white leftists. Yeah, the racism of low expectations. That's what the left is about. That's what the black left has bought into. We're talking about truisms. You know some. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, things like that. Truisms. things that people can't dispute. What goes up must come down. You got them. You know what I'm talking about.
Truisms.
Belief system. Many of the truisms are drawn from the Bible. I talk often about Proverbs. And again, this isn't meant to be a religious thing, but I happen to have a religious background. Went to church my entire life, still do. And my brother's a PhD in theology, and we have these very deep discussions. And I love the book of Proverbs. The reason is, every time somebody says something profound, my brother will go, that's Proverbs, you know, blankety blank, blankety blank, blank. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, you go read it. Same thing. There's nothing new under the sun. That's a truism, by the way. And it's a proverb. So you give me your saying.
You know, like a stitch in time saves nine. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush or whatever.
And I'll go to a proverb and I'll tell you exactly where it is. There is nothing that has been uttered by man that isn't in a proverb. I've looked. I've tried to find. I've been like, well,
surely there's got to be something.
No, there's not. Now, there'll be people that'll go looking good. It means you'll open your Bibles. You'll crack it open and try to find something. But these truisms that I'm talking about are things that, you know, you will have a biblical reference. You'll think about it. For example, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm sure Roy Moore would love to be putting that one on some folks right about now. Yeah. There are people out there who are so quick to accuse. You know, I was talking to a guy once, and he was like, yeah, Kevin, I want you to come speak at an event. And, you know, by the way, are you Catholic? And I went, no. And he goes, well, you know, we can work around that. You're religious. He says, you've been divorced? And I go, yeah. Oh, you know, I was like, really? Really? So you could be married. You could have multiple affairs. You could have bludgeoned somebody to death. But because you stayed married, you're going to be sanctimonious about it? Look, nobody wants to get divorced. People do stupid things and, you know, marry for the wrong reasons, whatever, you get divorced. But if you think I'm going to wear it as a scarlet letter, sorry, I ain't a Negro. You know, it's not going to happen. Let he is with who is without sin cast the first stone. How about that for a truism? Proverbs is nothing but truisms. I mentioned there's nothing new under the sun, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. My brother told me that. Oh, man. Cervantes once said, Proverbs are short sayings drawn from long experience. See, that's the essence of life. You know, there's a saying that lingerie is the soul of brevity. What's funny about life is when you've lived it, when you've endured so many things, you're able to boil it down to certain things that mean something to you. And I think of them as truisms. You boil down life. That's your job. You know what you do with your children? You've lived 25, 30, 40 years, whatever. And your children grow up. You know, you have them in your 20s, and by the time you're in your 30s, you know what you do? You boil down life to them in these short little things that you hope they remember. You know, long experience, short sayings. You've experienced stuff so your kids don't have to. And what we as conservatives do, we try to say to the left, we've already seen this. We've looked into the future. We've already done it. Been there, done that. It doesn't work, and they don't care. They're just like rebellious kids. You just don't want me to do it because you're a stupid life. You think you're this, and you just want to live through me. No. I used to say this to my older sons all the time. I would say, son, let me ask you this. Do you think I, as your father, would intentionally steer you wrong? And they, of course, they're looking at me like, whoa. And I go, or even here's another way to frame it. Do you think that the advice I give you is born of experience and the idea of what is going to get you the best outcome? Because the answer is yes. I wish my dad had spent the time with me that I spent with my sons, explaining life to them.
My dad was in prison. Whole other life. Anyway, there's another truism. What goes around comes around. How true is this for the Clintons? Aren't you ready for that? Aren't you ready for a little karma to greet the Clintons? Let me tell you. We are 2 weeks, I don't know exactly the day, but it's within 2 weeks ago. A crazy Muslim rented a truck from Home Depot and ran over 20 people in New York City. He killed 8 of them and wounded 12 others in ways that are horrific. I know one lady lost both legs. And we've practically forgotten it. And what we'll do is, while that incident has occurred, we've allowed many, many, many more Muslims into this country. And the people who say,
well, Kevin, I can't believe you're saying that. You sound rather racist.
Are the very people who should be taking blame for what happened with those people in New York. Or what happened to the people in Boston. Or what happened to the people in San Bernardino. And the many other plots. And, you know, I could go on about, you know, the Miami nightclub. But the other plots that are against citizens of the United States who have graciously said, we will pay for these people. I mean, I wouldn't say graciously because I'm not one of them. I'm not graciously paying for them. The government is robbing me to pay to bring people over. I saw a thing that shows we're paying like $3,300 a month per refugee to come into this country. What would you do with $3,300 extra dollars per month? Could you start a business and make it work with that? If that were your salary and you said, I'm going to go do something I love and the government's going to give me $3,300 untaxable free dollars to go and do what I want, I would be a mogul within 7 years. I'd be doing great within 2, but I would be a mogul within 7 years. And that's what we're doing for these refugees. And the thanks we get is they plot to rent trucks and other vehicles to run us down or to blow us up or to knife us or to shoot us or whatever else. Speaking of shootings, we'll be talking about the shooting that occurred at the school here in a little bit. What goes around comes around. So what's gone around, folks, is leftism. We've allowed it to go around, and it's come around. And it's coming around in ways that you have to recognize and go, look, I don't care what you think. You're behaving like a child. Can't let you get away with that. There's a saying in the Bible, when I was a child, I behaved like a child. But when I became a man, I abandoned my childish ways. When does the left abandon their childish ways? When do they finally say, you know what? We should start working together. See, we are willing to work with the left as long as they want to be reasonable. But when they want to come back at us with the name calling, you're homophobic. I'm not homophobic, but I'm not going to let a bunch of people who decided that their sexuality is the way that they want to rule themselves, they're not going to make my decisions for me. I'm not xenophobic. Quite the opposite. I love other cultures. I'm one of the Americans who actually speaks more than one language. So don't talk to me about xenophobia. I'm not Islamophobia. But I'll tell you this, I don't like people that want to kill me. I don't care what religion they are. I don't even like the atheist in America that want to kill me. So don't talk to me about, don't label me.
Oh, Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative but a social liberal.
What, really? I'm going to do, if I ever get a show on Fox, I'm going to do a show based just on that notion. So, folks, we have to deal with truisms in life, and we have to make sure people understand that leftism is moronic. That's a truism. Being conservative is a good thing. I got to take a short break. Back in a minute.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.